Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Time now for another round of the best friend game. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Jessica and Jen. Everybody,
yay!
Welcome to the show, guys.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. Now, you guys have been friends for a bit.
That's an understatement.
Yeah. How long?
31 years.
Yeah, 31 years.
31
years. So this goes way, way, way. Like, how old were you?
Five.
She
moved into the house behind me. Uh-huh. I showed up at her door and I asked her mom, could she play? And that was the end.
And that was it.
Isn't that
the sweetest
still
thing
playing
ever?
31 years.
Yep. I know. Yep. Different games, though, now, aren't there?
And they kind of stay the same.
She gets us in trouble. I get us out. It's okay.
Precisely.
Is that how it works?
That is exactly what happens.
Yeah.
I can kind of see that. There's something in the eyes where this one says, I'm going to break it. And then you say, I'm going to fix it.
Yep. That's kind of my goal in life. You give me something, I try to break it.
Well, you got to keep her busy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Jessica's the fixer, huh?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely. I'm the corrupter.
Nice. What are the things you guys like to do together when you're getting into this kind of trouble?
Go to the casino. That's the lead.
Big gambling.
That explains the Jack t-shirt.
Got to represent.
I see.
Got to represent Cincinnati.
Yep.
You're a big player then, both of you?
Me more than her.
Yeah.
I'm getting her into it. Hence the corruption part of it.
I see.
She likes to spend the money. I'm more of a saver, so I'm a little bit more timid.
Does that make you uneasy to watch her just keep... what do you play?
Poker, a lot of slots.
Nice.
Because I have a theory, and I actually win a decent amount of money on slots.
Oh,
really?
So
what is
plan.
The theory?
You always got a max bet, and you just set your limit. So if you put $100 in the machine... You say, all right, the machine's $2. I'm going to spend 10 times. That's $20. At the end of that, are you up? Are you down? You walk away.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you hit big, you walk away.
Huh. Yeah.
And you do all
Look
right
at that.
With that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. She split her winnings with you?
No.
No?
Well, no.
You at least buy her a cheeseburger?
I'm going to take her to Vegas.
Okay.
Don't worry. She's got to come out to Vegas with me together.
That's in February.
So do you guys work?
I sell bulk orders for Ray-Ban.
Nice.
So
that's fun.
That is a lot of fun.
Yeah. Do you get free glasses?
Oh, yeah. We actually hit our goal of breaking $1 million in sales for our team. So we got some free glasses.
That's sweet.
It's pretty awesome.
Cool.
Sweet. I think they'd want you wearing the product.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
All the time.
And then you?
I manage hotels.
And then what about husbands, wives, children? What do we got going on there?
So I recently was divorced. Beginning of this year. Just gotten back into the dating scene probably 6 months ago, maybe.
Okay,
after.
So you're out there. You're putting it out there.
Yeah.
You're doing things.
Yes.
All right.
Jen and I actually have a fun game we play as I get on these dating websites and I'll ship her things. I'll be like, can you believe that this person said this to me? And I'm like, what happened to dating in the world?
The world's gone crazy, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has dating 101s that she puts on her Twitter, even so much so thought she was going to make a YouTube channel out of this.
Oh, yeah? There's that much?
Mm-hmm.
And what is the age range of men that you're dating?
My husband was a couple years younger, so I put myself in the threshold of my age or 42. So I got a 7-year window.
Hmm.
You know, because anything past, I've realized in my dating.
Yes,
my
yes,
dating,
now that you're out
that
there.
Anything mid-40s. There's kind of a difference of where we are in life.
That's where the break is for you.
Yeah, so that's where I have the window of time. So we actually have things in common.
Gotcha. All right.
I'm going to break that one because my husband is 16 years older than me.
There you go. You got an old guy.
He's a good guy. Appreciate him.
What did I say? Youth has no age. That's
honestly,
one of my new favorite sayings.
We didn't know each other's ages when we met. So once we found out, it just didn't matter.
Right.
Thought he was younger. He thought I was a little bit older. Found out that was not the fact.
Yeah. But it worked out. Did we have any kids?
So I have two.
That's Jessica.
And I have two beautiful girls, a 16-year-old and an 11-year-old.
Oh, funny. Right.
So that is trouble.
All right. You guys ready?
We
can do this?
Okay. So my understanding is Jen's going to be answering questions about Jessica. So we're going to send Jessica off to the Jeff and Jen isolation booth for just a few minutes. We'll see you in a few.
So I know there's only a few people in the 5 for 5 club.
There ain't many.
It's true.
Our goal is to get that.
To hit that, are you going to be hugely disappointed if it doesn't happen?
Maybe.
All right.
We also decided that if you ask us a question about what favorite underwear the other one likes to wear, it's not going to make him break our friendship.
Well, that's good.
That's really funny. Are you ready for the first question?
Oh, my God. Is it that?
Is she wearing underwear right now?
Yes.
Yes.
She's wearing a thong, most likely.
Okay. If we want to get specific on it.
Get specific.
That'll work. What is she binge watching right now?
Since she pre-records everything, I'm just going to say Live PD because she's obsessed with it like me. However, she watches it on the DVR.
Gotcha. Who at her work needs a laxative?
I'm going to go with...
Gotcha. Who in her family would she like to trip on accident?
I want to say her mom. Let's go with her mom.
All right. Fifth and final. Moaner, screamer, or oh godder?
So, oddly enough, I feel like I know this really well, and I think she's an oh godder.
Oh godder?
And it's a quiet one, too.
She's a quiet oh godder.
She's a reserved person when it comes to those things. Not so much. Her counterpart.
She doesn't wail her praise. She whispers it gently.
In the ear, yes.
Into the ear.
Definitely.
All right. You got it. All right, let's go get her.
Yeah, these are your five questions. Now that Jen has answered all five, we're bringing Jessica back into the studio to see how her answers stack up to Jen's. Come on back, Jessica.
Maybe you've done it.
We'll see.
Welcome back.
I'll go with a solid 4 out of 5. I hope for the 5 out of 5.
All right.
Feeling good about 4. See if she gets that 5. You never know.
Right. Yeah, you don't.
First question's worth $10.
Are you wearing underwear right now?
Yes.
Yes.
There's your first 10. Next question's worth 20.
What show are you binge watching right now?
I'm going to say New Amsterdam, but no, you know what? I'm going to go Live PD.
There you go.
Wow.
There was mild to moderate cheating happening here, but I'm letting it slide.
What happened? Was your eye
contact?
Well,
she goes to get the first question in this one. Little Miss Drama Queen over here. with the big head shake and the eye roll.
I expected you guys to answer quicker.
You thought we'd jump in?
Yeah, just like, oh, no, that's wrong.
Yeah, I didn't intervene because I didn't feel that she had settled on the answer.
Yeah,
I waited until it's the final answer. She switched it up. Okay.
Well, I'll tell you where my hesitation was because my daughter's 13 and we've had some educational disciplinaries going on.
Yes.
And our show that we watch is New Amsterdam. And because she's gotten back on the right road.
Yep.
We have recently been trying to catch up over 13 episodes, so I was because I just told her about this. I was like, oh, but she also knows that I record Live PD like it's nobody else's business and watch continuously.
Awesome. Yep, that's great.
Might have said the exact same thing.
Okay.
Well, there's $20 added to the pot. Next question is worth $30.
Who at your work needs a laxative?
Yes.
That's it.
Wow.
All right. There's another $30. Well done. You guys are doing great. You're 3 for 3. Next question's worth $40.
Who in your family would you like to trip on accident?
My brother, Austin.
She said your mom.
Your mom.
My mom.
So not fun.
Mainly because, you know.
Yeah. I don't know that.
But I almost said Austin initially, but I was like, no. He's your little brother.
That's part of the job, isn't it?
Yes.
Of a big sister.
Well, listen, you're not going to walk out of here members of the 5 for 5 Club today. However, you're still doing great. You've got $60 so far. So if you get this question right, you win an additional $40. You both walk out of here with $100 to split.
So are you a moaner, a screamer, or an oh godder?
So I am a moaner.
She guessed, oh, God.
Really? Well, because you're quiet. You're a prude.
Yeah, which is why moaning fits for me.
No.
That's why the moaning, is it a soft moaning? Because, I mean, that's what's her contention is that, yes, you're an oh, God, but it's a soft oh, God.
Here's my thing. I have had relations in several spaces that should not have happened and with other people around. So I have learned how to be quiet.
Sure, to not give yourselves away.
So there might have been a soft, oh, God.
Here or there.
Moaning is is my go-to.
She did say she had some first-hand knowledge of this, so we just went with her answer. We just assumed she knew what
she was
talking
about. I mean, to be fair, I've been around in proximity to a lot of things in my life.
But you guys did all right. You got $60, guys.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, that's great.
We'll take it.
Congratulations, Jessica and Jen. After 31 years, you truly are best friends. Keep up the good work. Thanks for coming on the Best Friend Game.
Thank you for having us.
38% of people say one of their goals for this year is to get less stuff, but we'll see.
Yeah, I've cut back. I'm not bringing stuff in the house.
Not as fast or just in general?
I'm being a lot more purposeful and really choosy. You know, I'm getting picky. Before, I would just see something I would like and be like, oh, that'd be fun. Oh, I like that. But now it's more like, does it bring me joy? Just how excited am I about
it's
that
amazing how quickly this stuff creeps up on you, just like your utility drawer in the kitchen, which I found myself just impromptu cleaning out, or the how did I get 14 tumblers in my cupboard that I never use? Why are these here? You just collect them.
They just
start to accumulate,
up.
Or maybe they give them to you in a gift bag or something.
Water
and
bottles.
And that's what's really interesting, too, because kind of how I would live my life would be putting stuff in cabinets and drawers and closets, right? And so stuff would be in there, and then I would never clean out those closets, and so stuff would come into the house that could go into a closet or a drawer, but I don't have any available space in the closets or the drawer, and so that's when stuff would start to show up in piles that would eventually end up in totes that I would cover with a blanket to make it look like a piece of furniture, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was the process of how it all would happen. And then I would never look in these closets again, because in my mind, they were full, there's no space in there. Not even considering that if I cleaned out that closet, there might be a bunch of stuff I could get rid of in there and then actually have room for the stuff that I'm really wanting and bringing into the house. It just the way the mind works around. And I have, since going through my process, I've been approached by a lot of people who are living in the same boat that I was. And it's so funny having these conversations because they are going through the exact same mental process that I was stuck in the middle of. Like, can't get rid of that. I might need it for something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just a really big, but what happens if I get rid of this? I'm going to want it. I'm going to need it.
And when I go to find it, it won't be there.
Right. It's my stuff. This is my stuff.
I'm battling this really hardcore right now with our kids' toys because she just got a bunch of new toys for Christmas. And then she also has a bunch of old toys that she still is playing with. And I am like, I can't get rid of that. She's still playing with it. But why? Like, why can't she just adapt to playing with the new stuff?
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's tough because you don't know what's going on in her heart and her mind because she can't communicate it to you.
Right. And then she walks in like, where's the Mickey Mouse cup? And I'm like, I gave it away.
Do you think she's old enough now to understand the concept of like keep it, sell it, garbage? Because Jacob loves that game.
I don't think so, because I've even had conversations with her where I'm like, we're going to give these toys to babies, like younger babies, and she's like, no, like I play with that.
Mine.
And she does do the like where she'll be playing with something and then she'll be like, oh, and she'll run to the other room and get something and bring it back.
Imagined.
That I never would have thought she would have retained that's where that was.
Mm-hmm.
So part of me is like, if I do get rid of something, am I going to have a bigger battle with, oh my God, I got rid of your favorite toy? It's hard. It's a
weird
transition.
It could backfire. Like if you just toss stuff that may or may not be meaningful to her without checking with her first.
Right. If I just take away the food truck.
You could potentially create a monster where she suddenly feels like she has to save everything.
Right.
Because if she doesn't, mom's going to throw it out on me behind my back.
And this is where you start those patterns with kids when they're little like this, you know? And like she has this food truck, this Leapfrog food truck, which is awesome. She got it last year for Christmas. She loves the toy, but it's up to 18 months or something like that. And she towers over top of it But she'll play with it still. But I'm like, you've kind of outgrown the toy, honey.
Says who?
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
I know,
stuff like that.
I know,
like,
a lot of 18-year-olds that love Sesame Street.
I'm going, we got to get rid of this because it's just like you got this mm-hmm. other thing that you're playing with. And you cut. But it's a hard place.
Yeah. I have really enjoyed getting to a place with Jacob where he has an obvious preference for things.
Favorite of whatever.
Like he's able to look at it and say, yeah, I want to keep this. Yeah, I don't want this anymore. And whatever. Because he got rid of so many things that I was like, ah, no. That I wanted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then he kept a bunch of stuff that I probably, if I was in charge, I would have gotten rid of it. But what it's an amazing freedom for me to be able to say, dude, that is your stuff. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want to do with it is cool by me. As long as you're wearing clothes out in public, we're in business.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Maybe I take the toy away, hide it, and then if they ask, you can bring it back.
That's a, you can end like an exit strategy. Like they first go
wean them off.
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
Tim, what do you have too much of?
Fat cells.
I don't know. I have
stuff.
I'll tell you what I have. I have way too much radio memorabilia. I've saved every backstage pass, every article that was ever written in a trade publication about our show, every newspaper clipping, every business card. I have, you know, tapes from old radio shows. And I, you know, if we won an award, I would save it or I would have it embossed on a plaque or something. And there was a time when I used to proudly hang and display all this stuff. And I don't know, I just got to a point in my life where it felt weird. It felt as if I was sort of creating this monument to what? And it didn't have the meaning. It doesn't have the meaning today that it did at the time. And so all this stuff, when I moved, I just kind of kept in boxes and I have it and I don't want to throw it away. But at the same time, I don't exactly want to put this stuff up either.
Here's what you do. Here's is what I did because I had a similar situation, not as many plaques, but those, you know, just memories. This is really nerdy. I did some scrapbooking.
did you take some pictures? And
that's okay, Tim.
I have
scrapbooking is nice. Three scrapbooks
that are just my timeline through this crazy thing called radio.
Yeah.
And they are literally 2 inches each. So I don't have a giant box of stuff anymore. It's just these three books.
Mm. Nice.
And when I want to look at and go, hey, where's that picture of me and Michael Bublé? I know it's in that book. Or,
I love it. That's smart.
That's a great idea.
I don't know. That way I can still keep some of these cool things, but it doesn't take up four totes in the basement.
It's a lot of Q102 history, too, that I have just from collecting all that stuff over the years. And my inclination was to just kind of get rid of it. I had this impulse to just want to purge everything, mm-hmm. not realizing like, hey, you know, someone else may want this someday.
You never know when you're, 70 years old, retired, and you have, you know, there's a room in your house, who knows where you may want to hang that stuff on the walls again, just to laugh and chuckle. That would be my whole thing with getting rid of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, I don't really have a use for it now. I don't want to throw it away. You never know.
There's some historical stuff. And I know that Q102, which went on the air, I think, in 1972. So that would mean
we're coming up on
Q102's 50th anniversary would be coming up in a couple years.
So. Don't get rid of that stuff until after we need it for
go through
for
it.
50th party. Celebration memorabilia.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.